Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, stepping into some big shoes can be a fairly daunting experience, but my next guest seems to take it all in her stride. Cork woman Rebecca O'Connor will be gracing Dublin stages as Tina Turner very soon. How does it feel, Rebecca, to, take to the stage as Tina?
Oh, girl, I absolutely love it. I've been doing it over 30 years now, but taking it to the bigger stage is now 15 years. So it's hard enough, I must say, but yeah. I love it. I do love it. It's a lot of work and a lot of singing. It's very energetic. So
How do you prepare? How do you prepare your voice for a night, Christina, Rebecca?
First of all, I have to shut up because I'm an awful talker. but I basically just have early nights. I don't drink, and I just keep fit. And that's basically it.
Simple as that.
You know, my party days are over. Like I used to have a great laugh, but I just find that I'm older now. That I just have to look after it. You know, and just. Yeah. Thank God that I've got a voice, you know what I mean, and a career that I do. So I just have to look after myself.
Tina was always a musical inspiration for you, wasn't she?
Absolutely. Since I was a child. Yeah. Yeah. Started off when I was like about 6 or 7 years of age, when my father says, "Hey, Beck, Tina Turner's on the television." And I was just blown away because she really resonated with me. Because growing up in Ireland, I was adopted. So I was a black girl growing up in Cove, in Cork. And I'm half Irish, half Jamaican. So when I saw Tina on the television, I said, "Oh my God, she's the same colour, the big hair." And I just loved her ever since.
So she's always...
And that's how it all took off.
Yeah.
She's always been like my idol, you know, but it took years now to get the voice right. I mean, years. It was a lot of studying.
But you obviously were an extremely good singer then to start out, Rebecca.
Yeah, I could sing, but I think over the years I had to kind of really practice it because the voice kept going, and to do a 2-hour show every night is tough, doing a Tina Turner show, especially with that such rocky voice, you know. But my voice is strong now at the moment, so luckily I haven't lost it in years. But when I did start out first, it used to go quite a bit.
Like
it's
a lot of big songs, high notes to hold over 2 hours, and as you said, the dancing like that goes. It's a full on performance.
It's full on. I'd be exhausted after it. But when you're in it and you're on the stage and you've got your whole team around you and everyone is just buzzing and the audiences are electric, you just feel alive. You know, I just feel at home when I'm actually on the stage. It's not until afterwards I go, "Oh, I'm exhausted."
Yeah. So tell us about the show itself.
The show is we sing all the hits. We do all the hits from like back in the early 60s when she started out with like Shake Your Tail Feather up to Private Dancer, What's Love Got to Do with It? And then we bring it up to Proud Mary, When the Heartache is Over, We Don't Need Another Hero.
So you do them
obviously
all.
Simply the Best.
Yeah.
Oh, we do all the hits. So it's a full live show. And then I've got, depending on the venue, I have between 2 and 4 dancers then on top of it. So full of costume changes, and it's just a big lighting show as well. My lighting engineer is Bab, and it's a full on production.
It sounds like a great night's crack, Rebecca.
Oh, I can't wait. And then when I heard that I was doing the Olympia, I couldn't believe it.
Amazing.
That's like a dream come true. I'm just like, "You're kidding me." My manager rang me and he goes, "We're doing the Olympia this year." I was like, "You're kidding."
That's unbelievable.
That is
yeah.
just like, wow. I remember just watching all the stars growing up like in the Olympia. And it's like, I'm finally gone in there. It's like, wow, something that started off as a great crack and a laugh, like impersonating Tina Turner as a kid, to turn into a full-blown career is just phenomenal. You know, I never thought that would happen.
I think when Tina passed away 2 years ago now, was it a year and a half ago? I think we spoke to you at the time.
Yeah, a year and a half ago. You did?
Around that time, all right, about, you know, the fact you would sing her songs, you perform as Tina Turner, and just the fact that she was your musical idol. But when you talk about dreams and performing on the stage at the Olympia, didn't Tina herself give you a glowing review for the show?
She did. You see, what happened is my manager for the past 17 years is Dennis Dunstan, and he managed Fleetwood Mac for 23 years and co-managed, privately managed Mick Fleetwood, personally managed Mick Fleetwood as well. And he took me on, and basically he's Australian, and Tina Turner's manager, Roger Davies, is Australian. So they used to hang out in LA and Hollywood and America.
Yeah.
And what happened was Dennis knew Tina. So he sent Tina on some of my songs of me singing Tina Turner. And Tina came back and said to Dennis through Roger, Rebecca's so good, it's scary. If I had her energy today, I'd still be touring. So, I mean, like, that is unbelievable. Amazing. I'm the only one in the world that she said that about, you know. So right. It's like,
but
yeah,
sure, it doesn't matter what the audience thinks, Rebecca. You had Tina's support and glowing review. So that's all you need.
I know, girl. I'm still shocked over that, you know. But when I get on the stage, I always have to think, right, I must do Tina proud. And I never do it in the first person either. I don't go out and say, I'm Tina Turner, you know, and with an American accent. I don't. I just keep my own character. I kind of like look like her, sing like her and act like her. But I don't go out saying that I am her. Yeah. I go out as Rebecca O'Connor, you know.
Do you
so
like
that kind of get? And I just tell my story about
your
how
background.
I grew up and stuff. Yeah.
And do you like performing to an Irish audience, Rebecca?
Girl, it's my favourite audience. Are you kidding me?
Even if it is in Dublin.
Oh my God, it's my first time coming into Dublin to do the Olympia. So I haven't done any big stages in Dublin yet. So I'm so excited. So, oh my God, hopefully now I'll have a good crowd. Yeah. It's going to be awesome. It's it's going to be the show of my life.
If people are listening today, tickets still on sale. It's in May, isn't it, Rebecca?
It's on the 24th of May. I'm in the Olympia. Yeah.
Brilliant.
We're kickstarting the tour on the 2nd of May right through till July, and the Olympia is on the 24th of May, and you can get your tickets at my through my Instagram at Rebecca O'Connor, simply the best. And you can go through my link tree there. And it's just, everything is linked. All my pages are linked in there.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
Well, I've no doubt you don't need my review, as I said, when you have Tina's, but I'm sure it will be simply the best. We wish you all the best of luck. Rebecca, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Thanks for having me.
Not
You're
at all.
You're simply the best.
Brilliant. That, if nothing else, that'll be a great night's crack. Rebecca's obviously highly entertaining. Been with us here before previously too on the programme. It's 087 1400 106 as always. That is the WhatsApp number.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.